Blog Talk Radio. All right. I think you guys probably like that. I think you like Roy Orbison. So there you go. I don't remember who else did that song, but Roy Orbison did it well enough. We don't need anybody else to do it. That's okay. All right. Now I have something that you guys just are never going to expect in a million years. I assume you can hear me now because I'm on my phone. Messages that you couldn't hear me on my microphone. So I called in. I think you can hear me now. I hope. So, all right. And here's one that I know you guys aren't going to expect it because I didn't expect it, but it's really good. This is Ray Stevens, you know, the guy with the comedy songs and everything. Yes, darn, I'm on my phone. I know you can hear me now. Thank you for letting me know. All right, here is Such a Night by Ray Stevens.
It was a night. Ooh, what a night it was. It really was such a night. Oh, the moon was bright. Oh, how bright it was. It really was such a night. Well, the night was alive with the stars above. Oh, when she kissed me, I had to fall in love. It was a kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Oh, how she could kiss. Ooh, what a kiss it was. It really was such a kiss. Yeah. It was such a night. Came the dawn and my heart and her love, and the night was gone. But I never forget to the kiss of the kiss in the moonlight. Ooh, such a kiss, such a night.
To be so funny, and well, he is funny actually, and he does all these comedy songs and everything. But this is neither. This is good, yes. And it's not a comedy song. It's not funny. It's not hilarious. It's not a joke. He actually just did it serious and did it very, very well. I love his version. I think it's fantastic. Well, how are you today, Sue?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Good.
And you?
Oh, you know, it's just, it's a continuation of yesterday.
Yeah, well, I've had a few today myself, and I planned on relaxing this afternoon and getting my Elvis movie that I have not had time, I have not watched yet, and I had some popcorn, and I've got my M&Ms, and I've had some things hit me today that make me want to just go to bed. Isn't that pitiful?
Oh, either go to bed or stand in the middle of the floor and scream. Go for it. Standing in the middle of the floor might have a bit more of the satisfaction factor, but whichever one works for you best. You just do something, right? Right?
Yeah.
Take care of it. Handle it.
What?
Yeah, really. Oh, my word. Okay.
Well, anyway.
Yeah?
Let's quit complaining and be appreciative. That's all we need to do.
Well, yeah, I woke up this morning and I'm not sick. I'm still alive. I had to go through 36 pages of my music library in Blog Talk because it said, you have reached your limit of what you can upload. And it was like, But hey, what? You know, when I was doing it on the other network, with Shauna, we had like 100 and some odd pages. And now they're stopping me at 60-something or 70-something. It's like, what happened? I don't understand that. But whatever, you know, it is what it is, and that's what it is, and you just deal with it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, that's all you can do. That's it.
Well, you can only do some. You know, well, I had to go in and spend 2 hours deleting songs so I'd have enough room to upload the songs for today's show.
Oh, what a shame. Oh,
yeah,
terrible.
So it's like, okay, instead of being done at 1 o'clock, I was done at 3. And that was really bleh. I had time to get something to eat, and that was about it, you know. But that's all right. That's all right. Once it's done, it's done. I've got another 35 pages to do, but, you know, hey, I'll get them done. I'm not worried about it. It'll happen. Okay, in the meantime, this is a song that's attached to a video. And this is really pretty cool. This is home version of This is the one I didn't get to play on Tuesday's show, the All Elvis show. So I'm going to play it now. And this is Mary Lou Brown.
I'll hold you tight in the moonlight tonight. I love you, Mary. Twinkling stars told the Milky guitar to the moonlight tonight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Imagine your heart floating right out of sight. I love you, Mary Lou Brown. Down by the green riverside, with my arms open wide, I'll wait for her, only for her, Mary Lou Brown, mine tonight. Mary Lou Brown's mine tonight.
That was cute.
Who was that laughing for her again?
Probably E. Yeah.
Okay.
That's something he would do, don't you think?
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a home recording, so it's not like they were in the studio or anything.
Yeah,
so that's okay. It's okay. And they did the same recording over twice to make it long enough. Why, I don't know, since it was a casual recording anyway. But, hey, that's all right. We got to hear it twice. We're not going to complain about that.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. Here's a song that John sent me this morning, and I remember this song. I did not remember by this gal that's singing it. Her name's Amy Francis. I remembered it by the guy that wrote it. and I can't read my writing. Bobby something. Anyway, he wrote it and recorded it and stuff. Now, this is, almost got it. I wrote it down twice and I can't read either one. Okay, that's good, Jen. Hey, you got any other tricks? Nope, I was saving that one. Okay, this is Amy Francis, and she's doing a song I found very familiar, Apartment Number 9.
Just follow the stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very long ago, from me. And after all the plans we made, you decided to be free. Loneliness surrounds me without your number 9. Keep waiting in this lonely room, just in case you change your mind. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Loneliness surrounds. Number 9. No, the sun will never shine in apartment number 9.
Well, if that's the case, I want an apartment on the other side of the building then.
Yeah, I think I'll just get apartment. I'm on apartment 10.
Whatever is on the south side of the building, I'll take that one. Yes, you betcha.
So what number?
North side
of
the building. I don't know. Depends on how they want to number them in whatever apartment house they're in. Whatever it is on south side. I want south side of the building. South side of the building, you get sun all day, and you can have plants in the windows and all that kind of stuff. If you have an apartment on the north side of the building, ain't going to happen. Whatever plants you have are going to die. Been there, done that. It's not fun.
Well, I don't know what 10 is, but I'll take it.
There you go. Yeah. It hurts me when my plants die. I don't want north windows. It just hurts me when my plants die. Anyway. I haven't had any plants die on me in many years, actually, because I always have the right exposure for them. I get windows all the way around, and that way you've got a window someplace that's going to work.
Yeah.
You might have to put a table in front of it, but it'll work. Okay, how about this one? I have never heard this song before. Kind of surprised me. Gilbert O'Sullivan. And I've not heard this song before, but listen to it. It's an awesome song. It's an awesome song. It has a great idea. It says, I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. A peace on earth, happy holidays, everybody love each other type of a song. I like that. That's pretty good. Well, hey guys, here's one of my contributions for right now. Hope you like it.
Christmas.
Ta-da-da!
Oh,
I just,
my God.
I just felt the urge to start singing Christmas songs, you know? You got to sing Christmas songs. It's almost Christmas time.
That was nice. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. I just wanted to start the ball rolling, so to speak. You know what I mean? You got to start somewhere, right? So there. So that's great. Thank you, everyone, for your so nice comments. I really appreciate it. I'm just glad that you enjoy it. That's the most important thing. But thank you. Thank you very much. Now, this is Leanne Rimes. She's doing a Patsy Cline song. I think you all recognize it. I Fall to Pieces.
Yeah.
There you go. She doesn't do it too far off of how Patsy Cline does it. You know, Leanne has a little more break in her voice when she wants to. But the style is very Patsy Cline. Very Patsy. So I like that. I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. Here's another great one, guys. Live version. Oh, hey, what the heck. You want to do a J.B. Burroughs Christmas song? Yeah. Blue Christmas, J.B. Burroughs.
I love a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red, all green, Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling.
From a blue Christmas, we have a white Christmas. So here's Elvis.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I Christmas.
your Christmases be white.
That's an old, old song too. I remember seeing that. Yeah, I remember seeing that on the movie Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. I can see the faces of the ladies, but I can't remember their names. Anyway, let's go from there to a sea shanty. Okay? And I believe this is Irish, but hey, it's something you can imagine hearing in a pub in Ireland. That's all that matters. And it's by Derek Ryan, and it's called Home from the Sea.
On a cold winter's night, with a storm at its height, the lifeboats answer the call. They pitched and they tossed till we thought they were lost, as we watched from the harbor wall. Though the night was pitch black, there was no turning back, for someone was waiting out there. But each volunteer had to live with his fear as they joined in a silent prayer. Carry us home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea. And carry us home, home, home from the sea. Carry us safely home from the sea. As they battled their way past the mouth of the bay, it was blowing like never before. As they gallantly fought, every one of them thought of loved ones back on the shore. Then a flicker of light, and they knew they were right. There she was on the crest of a wave. She's an old fishing boat, and she's barely afloat. Please God, there are souls we can save, and carry them home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea, and carry us home, home, home from the sea. Carry us safely home from. Back in the town, in a street that runs down to the sea and the harbor wall, they gathered and paid at the foot of the stairs to wait for the radio call. And just before dawn, when all hope was gone, came a hush and the faraway sound. It was the coxswain, he roared, all survivors on board, thank God, and we're homeward bound. To carry them home, home, home from the sea. Angels of mercy, answer our plea, and carry them home, home, home from the sea. Carry them safely home from the sea. Home, home
All right. I think that's fun. It makes me think of being in an Irish pub and just doing a waltz around the floor, you know? You just walk around the tables and miss them, dance around the tables and miss them. They're not going to move them, but it's fun. It's a waltz. So you can do all kinds of stuff with a waltz and stay out of the way and not fall and everything. It does help not fall when you're dancing. Take my word for it. You don't want to take a header and mash your face into the floor. That's no fun. All right. What we've got now is Shake and Stevens. You guys all remember Shake and Stevens? Yes. Well, John sent this song. He sent most all the songs that we're playing today. I played a couple that he didn't send, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. He sent most of them, and so we'll just pretend he sent all of them. It works for me. So here's Shake and Stevens doing a song called Turning Away. All right, and while we've got it up and moving, let's do a cover that Hollywood Vampires did of Come and Get It.
Mind of fast. Yes, brothers, yes!
All right, I'll make sure and walk a little slower. See how long it lasts. They might say something for me. Hey, you know, they might say something for me. Okay. All right. How about, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this. I never heard of this. A Johnny Cash ETA. I heard that and thought, oh, that's interesting. Let's see. This guy calls himself the ghost of Johnny Cash. John sent it to me, so it's his fault. And this is House of the Rising Sun.
House in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. Mother was a tailor. She sewed my new blue jeans. My father was a gambling man way down in New Orleans. Now the only thing a gambler needs is a suitcase and a trunk. And the only time he feels satisfied is when he's on a drunk. Mothers, tell your children not to do what I have done. Spend your lives in sin and misery in the house of the Rising Sun. Got one foot on the platform and the other foot on the train. I'm going right back on down to New Orleans to wear that ball and chain. There is a house in New Orleans they call the Rising Sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy, and God, I know I'm one. My God, I know I'm one.
Yeah, not too shabby. You can kind of, you can tell the difference, but usually can. But he's good. He is good. So anyway, hey, I'm gonna play song John sent this morning, and we have played it before by Johnny Duncan and his Bluegrass Boys. But we've played a few songs the last two or three weeks by Carl Denver. And this version is by Carl Denver. In a couple places it makes me giggle, but that's me. I'm a little bit of a different duck, so that's okay. This is The Last Train to San Fernando. If you want to go to San Fernando. Biddy biddy bum bum. Remember that. Biddy biddy bum bum. Oh, don't ask me why. Just don't. don't go there. Hey, hello. Who have I got here?
It's Jesse.
Hello.
Ella. Okay.
Your turn. Your turn
okay.
to talk.
Hey, I
if
like
you're not
going to
talk, I'm going to hang up. What's your name, darling?
My name is Jesse Stevens.
Okay.
I like your show.
Call to say hi?
Yes, I call to say hi. I like
okay.
your show. It's very good.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Good. Good.
I'm just relaxing. Just feeling amazing.
Well, good. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So did
mm-hmm.
you have something you wanted to tell us, or did you just come in to say hi?
Oh, it's, I love Elvis Presley. Obviously.
You a big fan? Good.
Of course.
Good.
I talked to him.
We've been playing all Elvis shows the last two Tuesdays, and we may keep that up. So tune in on Tuesdays. You'll be able to hear
oh,
Elvis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Okay?
Good. All right. That's awesome. Well, hey, honey, I'm going to let you go because I'm going to get back to playing music, okay?
All right. God bless you.
Okay, honey. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
All righty then. Okay, let's go on with, I think Josh Turner did this song originally. And it was really, really popular because it's like spending the night in the hall and things like that, turning the lights down low and all that kind of sexy stuff. This is Billy Forrest doing a song called Your Man.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite as strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite as strong. I can't believe how much it turned me on. Just to be your man. Nobody ever loved nobody the way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow.
baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on just to be your man.
All right, there we go. And hey, I want to thank Jesse for calling in. If you want to call in again, honey, you're welcome anytime. We just needed to get back to playing more music, darling. But thank you for calling. I do appreciate that. And thank you for listening. That's a very nice thing to know and to hear. That's great. Keep on listening. On Tuesdays, lately, we've been having Elvis shows. So if you really love Elvis, listen on Tuesday, you're likely to get a whole castle of it. So that is fantastic. Like I said, honey, if you want to call in and say hi again, you are more than welcome to do that. And thank you very much for calling in today. I appreciated it. So, all right, let's see. What do we need to hear of? Oh, I know. It's been rainy nights in Georgia lately. Did you guys know that? It's been rainy days, too. My goodness. Oh, it has. It has. It's been rainy days, rainy nights. There has to be a song there someplace. Anyway, this is Brooke Benton, Rainy Night in Georgia.
Hoovering by me. Suitcase, trying to find a warm place to spend the night. Heavy rain falling, seems I hear your voice calling, it's alright. A rainy night in Georgia. A rainy night in Georgia. It seems like it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. Neon signs are flashing, taxi cabs and buses passing through the night. A distant moaning of a train seems to play a sad refrain to the night. A rainy night in Georgia. Such a rainy night in Georgia. Lord, I believe it's raining all over the world. I feel like it's raining all over the world. How many times I wondered, it still comes out the same. No matter how you look at it or think of it, it's life, and you just got to play the game. I find me a place in a boxcar, so I take my guitar to pass some time. Mm-hmm.
late at night when it's hard to rest. I hold your picture to my chest and I feel fine. But it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world, kinda lonely though, and it's raining all over the world. Oh, have you ever been lonely, people, and you feel that it was raining all over this man's world? You're talking about raining over the world.
All right. And I typed one in weird again. And I was trying to find it. It's Everybody's Gone Away. And it's Elvis singing it. And it's like a collage of pictures of Elvis and Charlie Hodge as besties, you know. And I put it in there, but I'll find it. My gosh, what I do with things, I don't know. My fingers just get a mind of their own and just do all kinds of funky stuff. But that's all right. That's all right. We always find it eventually, okay? In the meantime, I'm going to play the Coasters. Charlie Brown.
C-C-5-5-4-4-4. I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Everybody always picking on me.
That's him on his knee. I know that's him. Getting 7-11 down in the boys' gym. Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown. He's a clown. That Charlie Brown. He's gonna get caught. Just you wait and see.
Why is everybody always picking on me? Everybody always picking on me.
Oh, yeah, big news, right? Okay, well, I didn't find that yet, but I'll have to wait and find it for next show. I'm sorry. But, yeah, because it was awesome. I listened to the whole thing twice. I thought it was fantastic. Okay, anyway, in the meantime, yes, Buddy Holly, that's what they say. Okay,
there comes a time for everything. what they tell me, that's what they say. I didn't hear them say a word of when that time will be. I only know that what they say has not come true for me. You just keep waiting. What they tell me, that's what they say. There comes a time for everybody when true love will come your way. There comes a time what they tell me, that's what they say. I didn't hear them say a word of when that time will be. I only know that what they say has not come true for me. You just keep waiting and love will come your way. That's what they tell me, that's
my mama would have said, well, do you listen to everything everybody tells you? I know I'm not supposed to, but hey, what can I tell you? Anyway, got to have a little Buddy Holly now and again, right? That, you know, that's just, okay, here is something really awesome, all right? This is a 14-year-old girl. Got that? 14-year-old girl, and she's singing Desperado. Give it a listen, guys, because it's unbelievable.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been outright infected for so long now. Oh, you're hard. You somehow.
All right, guys. Now, can you believe that voice on a 14-year-old? Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic. I love it. Man, if she keeps it up, she's going to go places she wants to go. You know, I really do. In the meantime, you guys recognize the name Gordon Lightfoot? Yes? This is Gordon Lightfoot doing Rainy Day People, but you should recognize the song, too. It's been around a while.
Rainy Day People always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy Day People don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy Day Lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy Day People don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. If you get lonely, all you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any other, that would not be kind. Rainy day people all know how it hangs on your peace of mind. They've been down there too. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. Rainy day people always seem to know when you're feeling blue. High stepping strutters who land the gutter sometimes need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it if you've been down too long. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
Now, I remember that song years ago. Oh, my word. I think of all these songs, and I hear all these songs, and I think, how old was I when they were on the radio, and I was hearing them all the time, and it's like, oh, my goodness, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to think about it because I don't feel that old. But you know what? It is what it is, and you can't change how old you are. That's what my mama always said. It doesn't matter if you tell anybody or not. You can't change how old you are, so you might as well not worry about it. So I don't worry about it. Cool. This is awesome. This is awesome. And, okay. I got to do this, guys. I have to, you know. It's like one of those things just pulling at me, just pulling at me. And I know you guys will be okay with it. You're going to like it. It's going to be all right. Honest. And I'm going to dedicate this to Jesse that called in today. So I hope he's still listening because I'm going to dedicate this to you, Jesse. Here you go, honey. Merry Christmas, darling.
Greeting cards have all been sent.
the Christmas rush is through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dream, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. There's always something new, but every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. The logs on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say
da-da-da-da. That's my Christmas contribution for this show. More to follow later. And I am not sure if that is a promise or a warning. I don't know. But, hey, you know, you've been notified. So there you go. All right. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. So many good songs to go. Okay, here we go. Yes. We'll do this one. This is an old Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young song. And you know, they, Crosby, Stills, and Nash did a song after this, which kind of ditched Young a little bit. But that was their choice. It was a good song. But, you know, hey, okay. Kind of tacky, but whatever. People are people, and they do their own thing. So that's how it goes. So this is a song called Teach Your Children.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by, and see them on your dreams. The one they pick, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. And know they love you.
And you are spending years. I can't know that your elders grew by, and so please help them with yours. They seek the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's health will slowly go by. Them on your dreams, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Now, y'all had to find that familiar, right? Da-da-da-da. It's like putting on an old pair of slippers. It's real comfortable, and you just want to swim around in them.
Huh. Yeah? Jenny, can you hear me?
I'm sorry about that, guys. My phone hung up on me. I didn't do it, honest. It was just sitting there on the corner of my computer, and all of a sudden I heard this bloop that tells me it hung up on me. And so it's kind of like, why did it do that? I don't know, but I called back. So I'm here. Oh, Lord Almighty, the trials and tribulations of daily life. Good grief. The last couple of days have been really trying. It really has, but that's okay. I'm here. I'm back. I don't know if that's a warning of or relief, but I'm here either way. So, okay, guys, I've got a cute song for you. I've never heard this before, and it's all Elvis's fault. Everything's Elvis's fault. I decided to blame things on Elvis instead of blaming them on Carl Perkins, you know, because poor old Carl, his pack's getting pretty heavy. So we're going to distribute it a little bit, and we're going to start giving some of this blame stuff to Elvis. I mean, he was around there all the time. So, hey, blame where blame might not be due, but oh well. Okay, here is Drake Milligan, Cowgirl for Christmas.
Don't want a set of shiny new spurs, a
seat for my saddle, a rope for the herd. Santa, I don't need a sleigh full of gifts. There's only one thing on my Christmas list. I want a cowgirl for Christmas this year. A cowboy sure gets lonely way out here. Wrap her up in jeans and boots, send her down to me from you. I just want a cowgirl for Christmas. I need a little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady. Ooh, I want a little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady. Ooh, ropes and rides right by my side, with starry eyes and sparkle arms that keep me warm at night. It's all I need this Christmas Eve. I just want a cowgirl for Christmas.
Well, I hope he keeps her after Christmas, too, if he gets one for Christmas. I mean, that would be tacky, wouldn't
good
it?
Good one. Good one.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that cool? I love that.
Yeah.
Fun. That is so fun.
Yeah, it was.
Get a little, get a little, get a little. Just little cowgirl for Christmas, you know, and he pretended like he was yodeling it. That was awesome. I love that. I love that. I don't know where you found that, John, but that was awesome. That was just awesome. I love that. Okay, here's something you guys are going to like, because I know I liked it. It's fantastic. J.D. Sumner singing My Way.
Thank you. Thank you so much, man. That's good singing, brother Rick. Good singing. I tell you, this Alzheimer's disease is terrible. I tell you. And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll state my case, I'll say it clear, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life of two, I've traveled east, and every byway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exception. I planned each chart course, each careful step along the byway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there are times I'm shooting, I bit off more than I could chew.
And there were times when there was doubt, I did up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exception. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. Much more than this, I did it my way. What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he is not to say the thing he really feels, and not the words of one who yields. Let the record show I took to the Lord and did it my way. Let the record show I took to the Lord
and did it my way.
Good job, baby.
I think he did a credible job, don't you? Very nice.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. Well, some of those songs you wonder for, okay, you wonder, how is that going to sound in the bass range? Is that really going to go over, or is it just going to kind of, hey, he did great. I think it went over just fine. I love it.
Yeah.
Something you never expect JD to do. You know, it. But oh wow, I love his voice. I love his voice. Him and Avi used to be with Pentatonix, and the guy that they just bill as the very low bass that we heard him do. Oh crumb, we heard him do 16 tons, and he did another song. I can't remember what it was now, but it was like something you wouldn't expect. And there was four parts, and he did all of them. He was a low bass, and he was a tenor, too. And it's like, how in the world does one voice do all that? That low, I mean, whoa. And then to sing tenor, too? That guy got a special set of vocal cords. He wouldn't stand behind the door when they handed those out. He made sure he got his. Okay. Do you guys remember Charles Aznavour? He's the Frenchman that wrote and performed about 93 songs, something like that, before he died. And he was just a little squirt. He wasn't very big. He was a small man. But, boy, he had a beautiful voice, and he sang with that French accent. It was so nice. Yes, yes, yes. You know that song, She, one of my favorite songs. He wrote and performed that. And I know you guys got tired of me playing that, but hey, so be it. Here's another one for you that he wrote and performed. Here is The Old Fashioned Way.
Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? Just melt against my skin and let me feel your heart. let's hear our secret song. And in the old-fashioned way, won't you stay in my arms? And we'll discover how makes me love you more. Come closer, forget all the others. It's nice to be like this, cheek to cheek, in the old-fashioned way. It's funny, but I have the feeling that we're dancing as our parents used to do. Well, maybe they weren't wrong. Love stays. Dance in the old-fashioned way. Won't you stay in my arms? And we'll discover highs we never knew before. If we just close our eyes and dance around the floor. That makes me love you
Tell you, Blog Talk is not liking me today. It wouldn't let me click my mic back open. Well, I've got it now, so that's all right. And we're at the end of the song, or the show and the song, and then we're at the end. When my clicky buttons don't work, it just totally throws me for a loop, you know? But come on, come on, come on. You got to coax your computer, I tell you. I thought it was bad enough coaxing a puppy, and now I got to coax a computer. Oh, my word. Okay, that's all right. We can do that. We can do that. That's not bad. We can do that. At least it doesn't bite. Okay, guys. Hey, guys, I want to say thank you for joining me today. It was very, very interesting, very productive, very enlightening show. Isn't it great? I loved it. I loved the things that happened. I loved what we talked about. It was a good show. This was the highlight of my day because my day had been kind of bleda-bleda up until now. So we're going to end it on a good note. It's wonderful. I like that. That's wonderful. So, guys, hey, come back again. Sunday is our gospel show. Tuesday, we're going to do probably some kind of an Elvis thing. I mean, We're sort of getting into this Elvis Tuesdays, you know. So I think it's going to fly. And I love it. I know you guys love it. Christmas is coming, so what can I tell you, right? Hey, we could do that. So come on, guys, back on Sunday for the gospel show. Come back on Tuesday for another Elvis show. And in the meantime, if this song gave you some happiness, some joy, some good feelings, go out and share them. Go out and share them. All you got to do is smile at people. They'll smile back because it makes them feel good, and it's going to make you feel good when somebody smiles back at you. So go out and share your smile. That's important. That's very, very important. Okay? So do that. And in the meantime, may the good Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay happy, and stay safe. Okay? New friends, make them happy too. All right, honeys. We will see you later on Sunday and then on Tuesday. I love y'all. In the meantime, here's Don Gibson with Sweet Dreams.
Instead of having sweet dreams about you.